Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with the leadoff hitter from the San Francisco Giants. And I asked him why he was a leadoff hitter. He said we didn't have anybody else. And that is Jim Davenport. Davy, how are you?
Well, fine, Marty. Yourself, of course. It's good to see you again. You look healthy and spry.
It's great to see you. And first, I'll start off a little bit with this Giants pennant race. You know, Dodger Giants, it's always one of those races we like to see. Giants lost a 9.5 game lead to the Dodgers, but there's still 70 some odd games to go. What was your take on where the season is right now?
Well, I think that we all went through it. I think in our days we went through stretches like this too, Marty, when we had a good team. But I think every ball club goes through a couple of weeks or 2 weeks, and you hope you come out of it. And I think the Giants will. They're too good a ball club and got too many good players on the ball club not to come out of it. So hopefully that any day now they can get a winning streak started again.
What's the key for you? You're a great fielder, a good hitter, pitching. What's the key for you? Because I was looking at that 62 race, and down the stretch you guys go 6-3, the Dodgers go 2-7. You make up like 3 or 4 games in that last week of the season, get a lot of clutch hits, and you get to play Houston, the Dodgers, play the Cardinals, and Gene Oliver hits a big home run. Ernie Broglio pitches the big game. What's the key element for you as you go into the second half of the season?
Well, I think keeping everybody healthy, I think, is one big thing. And, of course, In our days, you know, we stayed healthy pretty good. We're very lucky, I think, to keep everybody healthy. I'm talking about the top players. If we'd have had Marichal, Mays, or McCovey, or one of them type of guys hurt, or Gaylord, we'd have been in trouble. They could have replaced them for it, but not them kind of guys. But, you know, you got to be lucky, too, and have a little luck along the way. And I think the Giants now have had their trouble with injuries and everything, so hopefully they can get everybody back healthy and get back on the winning streak, and I think they will.
All right, Jim Davenport with us. I was thinking about you, and I said, boy, I say this all the time, the 60s, with all due respect to Hobie Landreth, the 60s may have been the best era of National League Baseball with pitching and everything that went on in that era. 50s were very good, too. I will give them that. But I think of teams. I'll give you one. Philadelphia Phillies. What comes to mind? A player? When you think of the Phillies, I think of Jim Bunning and coming over from the Tigers and how tough he was. Philadelphia Phillies, what comes to mind for you?
I think of Mike Smith, the third baseman. Of course, I used to talk to Mike, and he gave me a lot of pointers. And, of course, I weren't the Mike Smith kind of type of player he was, but I think he was type of guy that he would pass on a lot of information to the kids. And I was a kid, really, when I came up at that time. And I used to ask him, Mike, what's the reason you do certain things? And he was certainly not reluctant to help me and tell me about it. But he brings to mind. Of course, Bunning, you can talk about all them other guys. They had a lot of good players besides Mike Smith, but he was certainly one of the top players in that era.
All right, I'll give you, how about the Pittsburgh Pirates? What comes to mind for the Pittsburgh Pirates? And, of course, 1960, an amazing season for them.
Well, the outfielder, I think, Clemente comes to Pittsburgh, I think, in our days, but, you know, of course, it was a pleasure to watch him play, too, in our days. But you can look at every ball club, like you say, Marty, and pick out one guy that really stands out and, you know, been an awful lot to that club, and he was one, certainly been an awful lot to that Pittsburgh ball club.
Ever hit one out of Forbes Field?
Well, I may have. I didn't hit too many out of any field, but with a short porch, I might have hit one. I'm not sure.
All right. Milwaukee Braves in those days. You know, Giant Braves, boy, great pennant race in 59 with the Braves, and you had some good games with the Braves.
Marty, they had a lot of good players, but Matthews probably comes to mind. Of course, they had the shortstop, the second baseman. They had an awful lot of good players, but Eddie Matthews was certainly one of the top players in those days. But all around, they were an outstanding ball club in that era.
Chicago Cubs. Now, of course, they had all that young pitching and Wrigley Field.
Well, going back to the third baseman again, Santos, you know, it seemed like I'm probably closer to all them third basemen than it was, but I think every ball club, certainly that you're talking about, had an outstanding third baseman, and he was one of the tops, no question about it.
All right, you'll probably pick a third baseman here, but I'll go St. Louis Cardinals. You may not pick a third baseman on that one.
Probably would not. I would have to go when first started was Stan Musial, no question about that. He was about through. I never really got to see him play in his prime like Hobie Landreth did. Of course, Hobie's a lot older than I am, but but no, he was sticked out. He was a great gentleman and an outstanding player to boot.
Where did you play him? Was he strictly a pull hitter or did he use all fields?
I think he probably used all fields. I really don't know. He was that good a hitter. I don't think you could really say he was a dead pull hitter being left-handed, but I think he probably was good enough and he was smart enough to adjust to all fields. Of course, he was just a great hitter, no question about that.
I thought you were going to pick Kenny Boyer.
He was a good one. You know, there goes again Kenny Boyer, that third baseman again. You know, a lot of great third basemen, you know, not putting myself in that category, but there was a lot of good third basemen in that era.
Well, you were one of the best. You win a gold glove? You did, didn't you?
I did, Marty. You know, thank the good Lord I could catch the ball, but I wasn't too strong with that bat, but I could catch the ball, and I think that probably kept me around. We had guys on the ball club that I played with, McCovey, Mays, them. They could hit the ball, but I could catch it, thank good Lord.
Yeah, well, you did, and you named a lot of third basemen. You got a gold glove over those people. Pretty cool. What about the St. Louis Cardinals. What about the Cincinnati Reds?
Well, Johnny Bench, you think about when you think of Cincinnati Reds. That's who I think about, the Cincinnati Reds. When I think of Cincinnati, I think of Johnny Bench, and he was a great one, no question about that. But they had a lot of good players on the ball club. At that time, a lot of an awful good players. They were a good all-around ball club.
Yeah, I'm thinking of third baseman for you. Ray Jablonski was on the Reds. Gene Freeze, remember, he played third for the Reds as well.
Right. Of course, Ray Jablonski, he was with the Giants when I first came with the Giants. Ray used to help me when I first came as a rookie with the Giants. He was, of course, about through in his playing days. He'd come out of New York, but he helped me an awful lot as a third baseman.
All right, last team, maybe not our favorite team, but they're always around, the Dodgers.
No question about it. They had a lot of good ones. You know, of course, say the third baseman there, but they had a lot of good players with the Dodgers. He was not only one good player. They had a number of good players on that Dodger ball club and some good pitching.
Well, when you think Dodgers, though, doesn't Wills come to mind? I think of Wills when I think of Dodgers in the 60s somehow.
He does, no question about it. I think he was one of the top, no question about it, top players on that ball club and a very good one to boot because he could do an awful lot of good things to beat you in that era.
Well, Alvin Dark tried to beat him. He watered down the base paths. He made mud around first base, and I remember that happened.
Well, I kind of remember something about a little sprinkle there at first base, but, you know, I think in those days we tried to do a little anything to slow him down a little.
All right, Jim Davenport with us. I'll leave you with this, Davy. It's great to see you. Toughest pitcher for you to hit, and maybe the pitcher you like to hit. I'll give you a chance to say who you like to hit and who you couldn't hit.
Well, I can't think of any I like to hit, but I can think of a few like Drysdale that I did not like to hit. He probably hit me as much as I hit him, you know, Drysdale. But there was a lot of good pitchers in those days, you know, Maloney with all them guys there. But I think, you know, there's an awful lot of good pitchers nowadays, but I think in their days, of course, left-hander, Chris Short, Koufax, and, you know, you stop and think, there's a lot of good ones in them days that comes to mind, but, you know, there's a lot of good pitchers nowadays, no question about it.
All right, I'll give you one. I bet you hit him, Harvey Haddix.
I didn't, bet off him as much. He was about through when I first came up, I think. You know, he was an awful, awful good pitcher. He knew how to pitch, I think, and I think Hobie Landreth probably caught him, no question about it. But he was one of them. I don't think he was a top overpowering pitcher, but he knew how to pitch, and he had an awful lot of success doing it.
All right, I'm going to give you one from your era who I bet you hit, Dick Ellsworth.
Well, he was a good left-hander, no question about that. Like I say, with my batting average, I don't think I wore too many of them out, Marty. But, no, he was a good pitcher. And of course, I don't think he had the great ball club in them days. It had, of course, they had Santos and them guys, but I don't think, you know, they were the top ball club.
Well, you're a good curveball hitter. How about Jim O'Toole? You must have worn him out.
Well, like I say, my 250-something batting average, I didn't wire too many of them out. But, no, you know, I didn't mind hitting off a guy like O'Toole, but he was a good pitcher. He knew how to pitch, and he had a good ball club behind him.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, as always. I always love talking baseball with you, Jim Davenport. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah. All right, he knows his stuff, Jim Davenport. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.